Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pod Is War. Or.
Wow. Oh, you didn't save that at all. Let's just go right to Amber.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Y'all know Pod Is War brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with TheChairShot.com, reminding you to always use your heads. And by using your heads, we ask you to support your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you're smarter than the average fan. That's why you use your heads, right? So support the movement by going to purplewrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up an official ChairShot t-shirt. All you have to do is peruse purplewrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And by perusing purplewrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, I guarantee that by going to purplewrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and seeing what we got, you're going to find something you love. I guarantee it. Again, support the movement. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, because remember, folks, TheChairShot.com, we're not just a website. We're a movement. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by Andrew Belaz and the Commissioner, PC Tunney. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations. Salutations and greetings.
Yeah. What's up? What's up, Chris? How you been? I mean, it sounded like you had a little bit of an interruption in the beginning, but you good now? You fine?
I had an interruption of indigestion, so excuse the fuck out of me. I apologize for my body fighting back from the bullshit I put in it.
You've been drinking too much already? Is that what it is?
Well, I'm self-medicating, to be honest, because
That's what I call it, too.
No, I woke up a few days ago, and my back was killing me because I slept on it wrong, and that's what happens when you get middle-aged people problems. So I've been self-medicating.
I do that, too, all the time. Like, people think I have a problem, but I'm okay with it. I don't find it a problem.
No, you have a problem. I have an actual medical illness.
My illness is the fact that the bottle's not empty. If it was an empty bottle, I'd have nothing to drink. So,
well, it makes me feel better. I'm justifying.
Me too.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. What the fuck are you drinking? Like, that shit got a double XL, it's poison label on the bottle.
It's close. It's Zwack. It's a Hungarian.
Yeah, that shit whack as fuck, yes.
No, Zwack. It's a Hungarian liqueur. It tastes like a Jaeger and Coke without needing to actually mix anything. So it goes down nice and smooth. It's got a little bit of a sweetness, like if you add Coke to Jaeger. And it does the job real fucking quick. The Hungarians know what they're doing. It's been a thing since 1798, according to the label.
How the hell did you get mixed up with whack? Where did you come from?
Say no to Z. Oh, okay, that's what it is. The Z silent. Nice. I like that you were an expert of the Hungarian dialect. No, but honestly, it was one of the local Irish pubs around here, because I used to get, like, you know, Jameson, Jaeger, Johnny Walker Green. That's my choice drink of all things. And the guy's just like, you ever heard of this before? And I'm like, no. So he just, like, kind of gave me a shot on the house. He's like, here, have this. See what you think. It's like a Jaeger and Coke without needing to mix anything. And he wasn't wrong.
So you like the Johnny Walker Green over the black?
Oh, well, yeah, because, well, it goes red, black, green. It goes red, black, green, blue, and then there's, like, gold and platinum. And they get a whole bunch of other. And there's also double black.
The blue is excellent.
Blue is a little overrated to me because green's a malt. I like the malt more than the blend that blue is. So green hits for me. Blue is all right, but I just don't get the hype.
Whatever.
That's fair. I'm a Glenlivet man myself if we're doing scotch.
Glenlivet's good.
I'm a Mad Dog 2020 kind of guy.
The double black's really good too, though.
No.
Tony, did you have something to add?
That didn't land. I said I'm a Mad Dog 2020 kind of guy.
Jesus fuck. The fact that you're still walking.
That's a joke.
I was about to say, the fact that you're still living and breathing, that's a miracle of science.
No, that's just like wine. That shit's nothing.
No, that shit is, we call that, in my community, we call that shit rot gut. You buy that shit when you're like 17,
right. No,
16,
I know. That was from like
20.
High school. That was high school.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Four Locos and a Natty Daddy's. Those are another one.
I mean,
Boone's Farm. I remember the girls used like Boone's Farm 16 19.
You can't go wrong with it, like a Four Loco or a Natty Daddy, because it's like what? A Natty Daddy's at least like $3 for 8%, you know, 8%. So like, that's good. You get drunk as fuck.
Yeah,
for $10, you hammer.
You go very wrong. You can go very wrong, sir. As a matter of fact, you're still drinking that after a certain point in time, you have failed at life.
No. I just say that it's not strong enough. I have to have another one, because if I'm not drinking, I'm probably asleep.
Huh.
Or at work, he said, knowing the answer and nervously waiting for the reply.
I mean, they don't ever check what's in the bottle at work. It's fine. You put it in a water bottle, you're good. It could be vodka. It could be who knows. My numbers are better than most people's in my department, so it's okay. As long as I stay above the waterline, I'm good.
You know you're in trouble when you go to the, well, my numbers are better than most people, you know.
Exactly. It's like, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I take the Billy Goat Gruff
now,
kind of
Andrew,
approach to things.
Now, Andrew, we're not worried about most people. We're worried about you.
Well, don't you know I'm okay? Thank you very much for your little Midwestern hospitality. Thank you very much.
I know. I'm just giving you shit.
No, I know.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
I don't know.
Really?
A Midwestern intervention? It's like a wheel of cheese and a fucking Hallmark card. It's really nice.
Read this card and eat all that cheese and you'll be saved.
That's what we need to do next. Pod is War, the intervention. So stay tuned for the next 3 weeks of Pod is War as each of us gets our own very personal and special intervention.
It'd be really boring.
It's sober, gonna be interesting.
Sober, Plat, Tunny, and Balls is not interesting.
Maybe that's what we should do. Just like the worst cast ever, we just have to call it that, and just we all have to be sober for one show. I don't think we've ever done that.
I don't want to.
No, I literally meant an intervention, like, for three consecutive weeks, our love is coming on here. And say, like, God damn it. The bottle down, for Christ's sake.
No. Look, there's other people just like us functioning at a high level in society. This is how we come together.
I pride myself in being a high-functioning alcoholic.
Yeah, what's wrong
define
with that?
Define the word high, gentlemen.
Okay, I said alcoholic. If we're talking about something else, that's usually how you define high. We're not talking about that right now. I'm out of edibles anyway, so then I have to go
then,
to the
then you store. Get into the which one's worse conversation. We don't need to get into that.
And then it's who's on first, and then, you know.
What's on second? I don't know. Third base.
Is yesterday pitching? Like, fuck, I don't even know anymore.
That's just stupid, Andrew. That's just stupid.
I know.
This is the problem. I see three second bases. I think there's a problem there.
Thanks, Stone Cold. You just like to say what?
I think the best joke out of all that was me telling Andrew that yesterday pitching was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I liked it a lot. I wanted to go back and reiterate that I thought it was excellent.
It was a good one. Yeah. I liked it too.
You know what I mean?
I mean, to be fair, it's better to be the pitcher than the catcher. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Unless you're a power bottom, because then you derive your power from the bottom, and it works for some people. What can I say?
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but shout out to Andrew. I feel like we've had a breakthrough in this particular episode, and I'm happy for you, man, and I don't look at you any differently.
It's fine. Should we cut to a commercial so I can change like the donut that I'm sitting on? Because,
in that case, yeah, I guess we could. You're listening to Pod is War on the Chairshot Radio Network, right there on thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to enjoy your day the Chairshot way by always using your head.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Do you remember when we used to have like little? I would have a bit for everything. That every category, I'd come up with a sound bite or something. Remember when we used to do that?
Yes.
You mean when you used to do your job? Yes.
I mean, it feels like, I don't know, a month ago, maybe?
A month? No, but I mean, maybe this is when we were actually getting nominated for awards and shit, but I would have a specific new soundbite for every... look at Vlad laugh as if it didn't happen. You know, maybe that wasn't true. Nominated for an award. Sorry. Let me not... No hashtag journalism here. Trust me, this is better than anything we're going to say about Money in the Bank. Go ahead, Platt. Fire away.
No, man, no. Don't walk that shit back, man, the way you said it initially. That shit was funny as hell, man. That's why I started laughing.
Yeah. Back when we were nominated for an award, yeah. Jesus. back before COVID in the dark times.
Guys, remember when we used to try? Remember we used to care about wrestling?
That's a valid topic, yeah.
That is valid. I didn't want to get anywhere serious with this. I just brought it up because I think we should do something to transition into each topic tonight. And I would think that the choir, the three-man trio, it's not even a, it's a duo, it's not a, it's a power, where are we a, no, you don't want to?
It's last word. No!
I was gonna
if say, you can't spit it out, if you can't spit it out, Sonny, there's no need to do it.
We could be a power trio.
You've been struggling, trying to spit it out.
What I'm trying to say
is,
that's
what you came up with.
Why don't we come up with our own intros to each topic, you know?
I don't mind being a power trio, but I'm a top, man. I'm not a bottom. No offense.
Well, Andrew sounds like
you
he's a bottom.
Just got to talking about that.
And I'm a moderator.
Whoa. Just because I'm a little liquored up does not mean I'm going to be, you know, working with this kind of stereotype. Just because you happen to have me saying something about salt water. Maybe I just like a clean system. Maybe that's what it is.
To be fair,
change even.
To be fair, you do have the fattest ass out of the three of us. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Do, 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 do,
you know,
do.
There it is, that's what I was looking for right there. I don't think you're ready for it. Yep, just Andrew. That was perfect. Do you want to add to it, Chris? You want to sing something else?
Cause what? No. What I'm you want to continue with it?
A little big to your shit. You could have some soft, girly like features. You know what I mean?
Thanks. 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 It's also another reason why I don't put the bic to my shit too much. Because, you know, y'all already get on me about being the young one of the group. If I actually went babyface, I would look like I was in my 20s still. It's scary. I don't do that on purpose.
Yeah, I'm older than both you melon farmers, and I would still look younger than both you melon farmers.
So there's a good possibility that black don't crack. So, like,
and,
you know.
Yeah, and I'd have to have slow mellow, baby.
If I can put a hat on, I'll give you a run for your money.
If you can put a hat on.
You can put a hat on. Now, is it going to be backwards so you have to look like one of those cool kids nowadays? Or
No.
It's just one of those nice, fresh, like, fitted caps.
Do you want me to put a hat on right now? Should we see how much younger I actually look with a hat on? Would you like to see it?
You should.
All right, I'll grab a hat. I know what we're gonna do for the first topic, but no one really gives a shit about wrestling. We've established that.
That's true. That is true.
This is the hat I wore golfing today, so I'll put this hat on for you guys.
All right. Well, the fact that you wore it golfing already kind of negates the young aspect. It does shave off a couple years. I'm not gonna lie.
You look like all lives matter. I'm not even going
to
if I'm golfing, I put it on like that. But when I played softball, because this is an old softball hat, I'd wear it down, real down like that, and a little to the left.
Now you look like you called the cops on some poor black kid selling water outside your building.
There's a hose outside. What do we need water being sold out here for?
you also look like
you also
look like you give somebody a fuss because they ask you politely to put on a mask before you walk into their establishment.
I took my headphones off. What insults did I miss? Of a
Karen.
We say the same thing, Andrew. You just said it in one sentence, and it took me three to get there.
No, that's good. I like the way you painted with the words there. It was great. But I'll give him credit. It does take a couple years off. It doesn't quite take him out of Karen territory in the back in my day kind of guy. But, like, it takes a few years off. Get rid of the stubble, maybe.
Definitely. Definitely.
He looks like...
Maybe go for the ago. Randy Orton, Don Quixote thing again.
He looks like 14 months ago he was... And outside of Panera Bread because they weren't open and nobody's going to take your rights from you.
No, I'm not. They're going to so listen. I want to actually, you know what? Here, I'll listen.
I wonder if Wisconsin's a stand your ground state, Chris.
God, Platt, you're such a dick. Listen, when we do the show next week, I'll be clean shaven because I'm going out of town for a golf trip and I like to just not have to shave while I'm gone. So I usually trim it up before I leave and I'll put the hat on and I'll show you. So there you go.
You'll show me what? They won't take your civil liberties?
Oh, well, the things we do for podcasting.
You started it.
I was just hoping somebody would be like, money, 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 money.
Do Why? We not have that clip?
That song every year. It's a little played out.
Yeah, but now everybody knows what we're talking about now.
To be fair.
No, that'd be fair. That was money,
or 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, and WWE Hall of Famer. That was his WWE theme song. So it is good synergy with what we were just talking about and where we're going. That's called synergy in the business, folks. Money!
Good
money,
sense.
Money, 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 money. Money! Money, 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 money. Collard greens and pinto beans. Can't forget that mac and cheese.
What's that?
Money,
no,
money, money, money.
No, he's on his mark now. He's about 40 minutes late, but he's on his mark now.
Money, 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 money,
Some people got to have it. Yay!
But that's what I was going to say, because apparently the OJs charged really too much for it. The song, you know?
Good God,
y'all. That's a fair point.
Cleveland's own, by the way. Money! Money, 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 money. Ching, ching.
That was a good intro.
So what do we want to talk about this? Just the fact it's happening? Do we care about anything? Like, where are we going with this?
Andrew's tired of our introduction.
No, I mean, seriously, though, man. This is a WrestleMania-worthy card, if you look at it. I mean, seriously, this is a good card. Number one, we're going to have fans back there. So, yay, fans, at least for now, until next week. Right?
Uh-huh.
Well,
like WrestleMania, what, 11? Because, like, come on.
All right.
Like, there's two matches that I think would be quote-unquote WrestleMania-worthy. The rest happen.
We're approaching this the wrong way. Who's going to win the Money in the Bank? And if you believe...
The person at the top of the ladder.
Yes, Andrew.
He's not wrong.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for bringing the Belaz to the show.
I butt-chug salt water all the time.
Who are going to be your Money in the Bank winners? Right? Will there be any significant title changes? And if you listen to some of the more trustworthy social handles, you do hear rumblings of a couple of big returns coming. So why don't we hit this pay-per-view from that angle on those three different topics?
Okay. So I'm going to go with... Nakamura and Liv Morgan winning their respective ladder matches. And I don't know, I haven't really kept up with who the rumblings are, but I just hope that something interesting happens to the Lashley-Kofi match. And, I don't know, Reigns and Edge should be cool.
Does Lashley retain?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man, we got too many in the bank matches. We have Roman Reigns versus Edge. We got Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston. And we have the delicious Rhea Ripley defending her title versus Charlotte Flair. Those are all WrestleMania worthy matches. I'm buying time as I pull up the Money in the Bank field.
And if this was Rhea from 2 years ago, maybe, but you said it. I think it was you said it yourself, or maybe it was Tony that said it in our text group, that like she hasn't exactly been doing great work in the ring, and she had her first like tolerable match in her entire main roster run, like this past week, Raw against Natty.
Yes, yeah. I tweeted that out. I was like, she finally had a good match, and all it took was Natty. I mean, like, if you can't, like, at least she had a good match with, like, if you can't have a good match with Natty, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Like, if you can't figure out a way to come across looking like a competent wrestler with Natalya Neidhart, then there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you.
Typically, the Money in the Bank, I feel it works best with heels, but I'm going to start here with the women's side of the game. There's a TDB. Has that been clarified who the TDB is yet? Like, have all the participants been named? Because I'm about to throw out a bombshell of who I think is going to win Money in the Bank.
Synergy. They'll probably confirm it on Friday with SmackDown. I think that's who the TBD is.
I'm going Becky Lynch here. And it makes perfect sense, and it's perfect symmetry, because last year at this time, she had to forfeit her title because she was pregnant and Asuka got the win. So I'm going to say Becky Lynch wins the Money in the Bank for the women. On the men's side, I'm looking at the field. We got my man, Rick O'Shea. We got Johnny Drip Drip. We got Riddle. We got McIntyre. We got Big E. We got Kevin Owens. We got King Nakamura and Seth Rollins. Seth probably makes the most sense, but this is tough. I'm torn between two guys here.
Who are you torn between, Riddle and Big E?
Actually, Riddle and Rick O'Shea.
Okay.
You're missing it.
I'm going to go Riddle.
You're missing it. I thought you had it. You're so close.
Go for it. Go for it.
If it's Becky,
then you make sure it's Seth, because they can have their happy little gonna get married. They're together. They had a baby thing.
They're both going to Raw. Why is Seth on SmackDown? If you have Roman Reigns plans through WrestleMania, you're not just going to use Seth, right, for one-off with Roman. At some point between now and WrestleMania, Seth needs to be involved in some title picture, and that some title picture is not SmackDown, unless they're talking about doing Reigns and Rollins at WrestleMania. But wouldn't you think it'd be Brock and then Rock? I mean, and then down the line, you come back to Seth. The next year, you come back to Seth and Roman. I don't know. I'm just saying, it makes a lot of sense. Seth and Becky, I think Raw needs both of them, to be honest with you, especially if you're going to keep Sasha on SmackDown. I don't know where Sasha is either. There's another one.
So, Seth is going Edge for SummerSlam. And, you know, some of my sources have told me that Edge does have creative control with his character. And the reason they brought him back is because the melon farmer that he wants to work with is Seth freaking Rollins. So that's where we're going for SummerSlam. We're going Seth and Rollins. Now, after that, I feel you. I can smoke a bag of what you're talking about. Yes.
Right. So I'm saying if he has that briefcase at any point, he can jump to Raw. So I like that. That means he could be sending him out. Right? I don't know. Who knows?
But I'm going to say Riddle, because I think it's going to be some shit, because eventually we've got to get that Riddle versus Orton match, right? So maybe Riddle tries to cash in and Randy comes out and RKOs him or something like that. But
didn't something get settled with his legalities?
Yeah, the Candy Cartwright or whatever dropped her lawsuit against him from the Speaking Out movement. So I don't know if that's convenient timing or if, like, she dropped it for other reasons. But, you know, that's just speculation.
Could we also be seeing Randy Orton come back to stop Riddle from winning the Money in the Bank? And then we see them at SummerSlam as well?
What if he helps Riddle?
You know what? You make a good point. But
I would love to see Riddle turn on Randy Orton and turn him heel. But I don't think that's going to happen either. Sorry. Go ahead.
Their gimmick has been so... He's the goofy, like, buddy, and Randy's been so serious. I think it'd be funnier or better writing if Randy actually helped him out. Like, he kind of broke him down buddy cop style, where he's the grizzled vet that just kind of finally gives in to the whole stupid stoner guy. And he's like, all right, you're kind of cool.
I know, Platt, I know you want to go on something, but I would say next to Roman Reigns, the Riddle and our Randy interaction has been probably the two best things on WWE television.
I'm not arguing that at all.
Character-wise.
Mm-hmm. This is so crazy because I look at the women's Money in the Bank, and if Becky's not coming back, I feel like it's got to be Alexa. But on the men's side, you could make a compelling argument for each and every one of these competitors, because I sorely wanted to pick Rick O'Shea to win this, but I felt like that was coming from a place of bias, because y'all know how I feel about him. But yeah, you could make an argument for any of these guys.
It could also be Drew challenging Roman.
Yeah, I'm over Drew getting challenges. He should work his way back up. But I think that's part of the problem, is that the men's Money in the Bank is actually really solid. Like, great workers, great personalities, and you could see most of them get an angle towards something, but the women's kind of sucks. Like, Nikki and her weird, almost a superhero gimmick, Zelina Vega, who's attractive but shouldn't be in a ring, Natty, who, I think Natty's in it, right? And she just doesn't set the world on fire with her personality. And Asuka, she's held the title for so damn long, you don't think she's going to get it again. I'm only going with Liv because I think if it's not Becky, Liv is the one that deserves a chance. They gave her a shot before, sort of, like a half a shot, and then they brought Ruby back and they just paired her with her and dropped her singles push. And, like, people seem to like Liv, and Liv's not a terrible wrestler. So I think at some point you got to see if the girl can, you know, stand on her own.
I'll throw a couple things out there. Doudrop could win it for Eva Marie.
True.
Beth Phoenix.
She'd be enhancement talent, though, I think. Like, I don't think she'd be winning.
Sasha Banks?
You alluded to that earlier, yes.
Which is interesting because where do they go with the SmackDown Women's title come SummerSlam, and we see Bayley's out. So that's an interesting possibility.
What's Tessa doing?
What's his name? Shit.
Daga, her husband.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Or whom?
She'll probably be doing the NWA thing because Mickey James has got her all women's pay-per-view coming up.
How about would EO make sense?
She just won the tag titles. Why would they
bring
her
up? Okay.
All right. Well, never mind.
Don't rule out Doudrop being in this Melon Farmer and giving it to Eva if that's where they want to go with this storyline. That's actually kind of intriguing. So shout out to Amy Schumer.
That's a good reference. But yeah, I'm still team so Liv Morgan here. I think Liv deserves a shot. So.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, that's
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, I got a little
Kermit the Frog here.
It's not easy being green. Okay, we'll go to the next topic. We'll get a quick commercial.
Thank you.
We'll get here. Welcome, Andrew. Oh my goodness. Oh, I hope you feel better on the next topic. Oh man, all of a sudden I turn into like an owl or. Who is it? Winnie the Pooh or something? Oh, Christopher Robbins. The next topic will be so much better.
Yeah, that's Elmer Fudd, sir.
Yeah, but he, that's all, folks. That ain't him either. We'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
You don't yell at me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You both yell at me.
Yeah, there we go. So, topic two, what we got?
Slammiversary, folks, is finally here. It's a power-packed wrestling weekend. Andrew, I would love for you to give us a little preview to what's going to be happening this weekend. Intellectualize upon the listeners.
Oh, the listeners, yes. So, everybody knows about the Sami Callihan Kenny Omega match. So that's going to be the thing that's really pushing and selling the card, because shit, like all of the IWC for some reason is really behind whatever Kenny's doing. So this is cool. It's a no disqualification match now as of yesterday. We're going to have probably the best match on the card is probably going to end up being the X Division match, because you got Josh Alexander, Petey Williams, the original Canadian Destroyer, Rohit, Chris Bay, Ace Austin, Trey, the worst rascal ever, Miguel. So, like, they're at least talented. Should be fun. Moose is going to get a match against Chris Sabin. That's awesome, because that hopefully it's a win for Moose to get over a TNA legend, whatever, original, whatever you want to kind of call it, and that'd be working out nicely. The tag match, who really gives a shit there? Like, eh. The women's tag, that's probably going to suck, as much as I like Fire and Flava. Like, you know I love me some Kira Hogan, but against Havoc and Rosemary, I don't give a fuck. Eddie Edwards is going to go against Massive Cassidy, you know, so that's good. Kaz XL, whatever he wants to call himself. It's going to be a good match. Kaz has decided to take pieces of the old Kevin Nash kind of playbook and just hit big boots and lariats and leg drops and not do too much and just actually be a big man in the ring and, you know, kind of assert his dominance, and it's nice. And Deonna Purrazzo's got a to be determined, so we'll find out who the fuck that is.
Any speculation on that TBA?
Laurel Van Ness is probably the most credible speculation, because Laurel Van Ness is Chelsea Green, who got released from NXT a few months ago, and I think her time limit is up around that point. So we'll see, because I'm pretty sure
didn't she just wrestle with Ring of Honor?
I was about to say, she showed up to something.
I don't know if she wrestled, but
did she sign with ROH? Because last time ROH did some kind of women's tournament, half of them weren't signed.
No, it was about storyline after the tournament. I don't think she was in the tournament. Let me do some research. Carry on about Slammiversary.
Mm-hmm. But no, so I'm just, without that being known, because you know my feelings on ROH, so that probably is why it slipped under the radar. Laurel Van Ness makes a lot of sense. You could always assume the Iconics are going to end up in Impact, because they're legitimately friends with Tenille, and Tenille's been a big enough player in Impact that I could see her having some sway to bring her friends in, and then they start like some Australian like power trip trio kind of thing, and that could be cool. So either way, Moose and Sabin, that should be a really good match. The X Division's always a good match, and hopefully Sami Callihan beats the fuck out of Kenny Omega, because I can't tolerate Omega.
So, bless me. According to Fightful, her deal was locked in over a month ago, and that as her non-compete clause is not quite complete yet, she had a chance to get clearance from WWE to appear on an earlier show. So yeah, she's with ROH, it looks like.
Interesting. So then I guess it's not going to be Laurel.
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
In-depth analysis.
Do you think Kenny's going to hang on to the belt? Do you think he's finally going to lose?
He's not going to lose to Callahan, no. But I don't care. Shout out to Impact, because I was hype on Impact, you know, not that long ago. But at this point in time, I don't care.
It's lost a lot of steam the last month or so. I'm not going to argue about that. The show hasn't been great. The weird AEW involvement's kind of killed a lot of the enjoyment and the actual TNA talent. So
are they still doing those paid commercials by your man Pretty Tony Khan? Is he still doing that on Impact?
Because Callis basically takes that point, and him and Omega are in like four or five different segments, and they have some kind of long promo that's good when it's just Callahan, and then as soon as Omega opens his mouth, it gets terrible. So, like, I don't know. Like,
you do realize that those segments were his litmus test for being an on-air character. Like, mark the tape, folks. You heard it here first. By this time next year, Pretty Tony Khan is going to be an on-air character. in AEW on the Vince Russo side of the game. He's been trying to get himself
on air since like the first month of Dynamite being a thing. So, yeah. I mean, that's not a surprise, but that's fucking terrible. He's an awful personality. But yeah, I don't know. I think Impact's biggest thing is they've just got the who might show up mystery to hinge on. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
Isn't there a basketball game Saturday night, Tony? Yes, I don't give a fuck what Impact got going on. No disrespect to them, but shit, no.
Damn.
Well, okay. Answer me this. Who eventually does take that belt off of Kenny Omega?
My mom.
Wow. I didn't know she was under contract.
She's got a great ground game, okay?
Well, between her and Conor McGregor, that makes one of them.
It looks like they're setting up Massive Cassidy to do something. So maybe he'll be the one, just overpower Omega, bring it back to TNA, Impact, whatever you want to call it. And then that's if he even wants to be a homer or, you know, play for the home team type of thing. So
sure.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Omega's been playing for the home team for quite a while now. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
So we brought up Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor indeed has a women's tournament going on, and those brackets have been announced. You can find those all over the filthiest, dirtiest of sheets. But more importantly, they have a new world champion as Rush has dropped the title to Bandido. And my thoughts are wondering whether or not Rush is on his way out to go team back up with Andrade in AEW. Gentlemen, any speculation there? And any thoughts on ROH moving forward here?
I wouldn't mind that. I just don't like that they put Andrade with Vicky Guerrero. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, no disrespect to Vicky Guerrero. She's been a great on-air personality, but it doesn't fit the gimmick. You know, if you weren't going to go out and get Zelina Vega and pair her up with Andrade, why not go call Selena De La Renta? Because, I mean, they were damn near the same gimmick. And there's a sex appeal to either one of those women being with an Andrade. He's nice looking. They're both sexy. Like, there's a sex appeal
If you turn on channel, turn on ABC. Turn on ABC. We can all do a shot with The Rock right now and Anthony Anderson. Live on ABC right now. Andrew, turn on channel. Turn on ABC. Turn on ABC. There's a preview show. The Rock's drinking tequila. We're gonna do a shot with the Rock. Hurry up if you get there quick. And there he is. He's got it. The Rock says, "Cheers to pot is war. Have a drink on me. I did it for pot is war." Ah, oh, shut your face, you thong wearing fatty. There you go. This ROH segment has been brought to you by an NBA Finals preview with The Rock and The Rock's new tequila.
Thank you, Rock.
Why does Rock have old white lady?
Oh, the shirt.
Miracles veins can't get out of his.
How about
neck?
That shirt? What's that about? Look at that shirt. Talk to me about that shirt.
That's The Rock, man. He can wear it wherever the fuck
he
wants.
Well, okay, yeah, but that's the only reason that was okay. Like, that's the only thing you had to pull from. That's the only thing you had to pull from there. Like, come on, that shirt is stupid.
That shit looked like, hey, thank you for choosing TGI Fridays. Can I start you out with some drinks?
Would you like some mozzarella sticks as your appetizer?
We require, I don't think you have, you only have 19 pieces of flair. We 20. You need 20 pieces of flair.
You know, the Nazis had pieces of flair.
Okay. We're done here. We're done here.
We talking about Rick?
You know, let's not bring out the jump to conclusions, Matt, okay?
True. Nobody's been in a car accident yet.
Plane, sir. Plane.
Burn the whole place down. Is it my stapler? I'll be on the beach doing a Mai Tai. Burn the whole place down.
That's true. It's a swing line, right?
Yeah, it's a red swing line. I believe you have my stapler.
There's a problem with my check. I haven't received my check.
Yeah. I'm going to have you move your desk down to the basement. And while you're down there, if you could move a few things around. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Fucking Lumberg.
All right, yeah.
Lumberg fucked your girlfriend? Really?
Oh, this is great. Yeah.
I gotta watch that movie now. Now I gotta watch that movie. That is one of the most underrated movies. That movie is so good.
I think it's pretty hype with people around our ages. So, like, I don't really hear too many people, you know, talking shit about Office Space outside of, like, the 30 to 40 range.
No, but if you talk about the most critically acclaimed comedy movies of that era, it doesn't necessarily get the hype that it deserves. I mean, it is literally... come on. The guy's name's Michael Bolton. Which song's your favorite? How Can You Choose? Yeah, right? I mean... Gotta have a meeting with the Bobs. Get out of here. TPS reports. Yeah, let's go. Come on now.
Yeah, the TPS.
And then let's not forget that they brought back the phrase "fucking A."
I mean, I didn't know it was ever gone because I've used that since I was a kid. So.
Well, I mean, it started. I can't remember the actual reference. I think it was like the '60s, a movie in the '60s. But anyway.
Uh huh. You're dating yourself even older than you actually are, though.
No, that's just, like, that's cinematic history.
Yeah, like, back in the 60s, fucking A was invented. I was there. I was there in the 60s.
That
weed with, you know, who do you sound like? Janis Joplin, no, you, even?
She's like, back in the... No, who do you sound... Go ahead, keep carrying on. I gotta remember who you sounded like.
I don't even know what the fuck we're doing anymore. We're not talking about ROH anymore, right?
No, God, no. We stopped.
No, thank
we
God.
Couldn't, we couldn't do it.
Even a little bit.
You know, that's like, honestly, the litmus test for how well you're doing in wrestling is how long we can actually carry on about your federation until we just don't talk about it and go somewhere else.
More or less. Yeah.
Honestly, though, go out your way to watch the Briscoe Brothers farm match or whatever the fuck it was called. I don't know what it was called, but that was all right.
Match with the Briscoe Brothers is worth watching. They're the only thing that's decent in ROH, though.
Well, Jay Lethal's still there, isn't he?
He's a little washed, though, isn't he? Like, what's he do that he didn't do better 20 years ago?
You said decent.
15 years ago.
You said decent. You didn't say spectacular.
That's because decent's as much of a fucking thing as I'm going to give ROH because it's ROH and fuck ROH.
Kevin Nash and Jay Lethal were comedic gold. That's all I'll say.
Alex Shelley and Kevin Nash were comedic gold, too.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time for
what, Lethal
TNA
and Ric
back
Flair
in the
day? Is still like the best segment in wrestling history, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up
with,
there.
With the woo off.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah.
I like the one with Kurt Angle better.
Which one?
Kurt Angle has a woo off with somebody.
Does he?
In WWE.
Shit, I don't know.
I thought that was WWE, though. Yeah.
Because he can't woo. Kurt can't woo. He just goes, woo.
Was this around sexy Kurt time when he was just, like, parroting a bunch of shit and being retarded?
I don't know. I think we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
I think we did.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, folks. PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pod is War. It looks like we're trying to land a plane here, but you can't see that. You're listening to Pod is War, Chair Shot Radio Network. Yeah. I see your hand signals there, buddy. Pipe down. Settle down there. Topic number 4, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, has transitioned, as Mr. Platt would like to say. And gentlemen, why don't we go ahead and all say a few words, a couple memories, a couple memorable matches. A very important figure in professional wrestling in the 80s.
Nah, that's well said, man. And I mean, quite frankly, his run in the WWE with Hulk Hogan, that basically started the blueprint for how Hulk Hogan was going to be booked for the better part of the next, 5 to 10 years. True. Like, they ran that storyline back with Andre. They ran that storyline back with Macho a few times. Like, the friend that turns on Hogan. And I mean, this guy, I mean, it's funny, man. A funny fact about Platt. Y'all know Andrew and I were WCW marks. When the NWA or NWO rather invasion first started happening in WCW, I thought that Paul Orndorff was going to be the third man. It made sense to me. Like I knew he had signed with WCW, and I knew he was injured. That's why he hadn't appeared yet on WCW TV. Obviously, I didn't know the extent of his injuries, which obviously led to his not wrestling anymore. But it made perfect sense to me because, you know, the inference with the invasion storyline was it was these melon farmers from the WWF that were coming to take over WCW. So, yeah, just off the top of my head, adolescent me, I thought that Paul Orndorff was going to be the third guy. But, you know, we all saw the video a few weeks ago of him, and he was just kind of out there bad. And I had seen him, you know, within the last 10 years off the juice, and he was looking very different than how I remember him. But RIP, man. He had some iconic moments in this business, and RIP. I don't know what else to say.
No, that's a good point. And it kind of goes back to when we talked about Terry Funk last week, even though Funk didn't transition. It's that same concept of Orndorff was like, what, 71? Like, he was in his 70s. Like, he made it through a lot longer than a lot of other people from the late 70s, rock and wrestling era, early 90s, especially for as obvious as it was that he was, you know, on the juice and kind of doing what the wrestling lifestyle was at the time. So I always enjoyed his stuff, but since I was more of a WCW kid and didn't really play too much into older WWF until later in life, his importance didn't always really strike me, especially when they put him together with Paul Roma, who was like the worst four horsemen, and they kind of like the pretty wonderful thing. So I'm just like, I kind of always sat weird with me as a kid when I was watching. I'm just like, why do I care about the worst four horsemen? And, you know, Orndorff was awesome looking, and he had a great personality, could cut a good promo. He was a total package. And yes, I know that was Lex Luger, but you know what I mean. But still, like, it fell a little flat for me. And then the weird space between matches and the injury he had in, like, I think the late 90s, that kind of ended his career. Didn't really help for, I guess, my formative years of being a wrestling fan. But I'm not going to – to me, it doesn't diminish what he did in the 80s and when wrestling was coming up, and how big of a player he was now that I look back on things for, you know, Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and all that other stuff, all those overlapping intricacies that he had. So it sucks, but it's also one of those things that we've talked about a lot this year of, you know, watching our heroes or the people we idolized get older and pass away because of age or drugs or complications of both. So it's rough, but hopefully he's just in a better place. You know, hopefully he's not in pain, because he was looking rough, those pictures from a couple weeks ago.
Lex Luger is a pretty good comparison if you want to compare kind of like a half a generation past where he was. I would say a little bit better in-ring worker, a little bit more personality from Orndorff than from Luger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he feuded with Lawler in Mid-South. He feuded with Ernie Ladd in the NWA Tri-State promotion. He won the NWA tag titles with Jimmy Snuka. So that's him in the 70s, by the way. That's him getting started. Mm-hmm. So that's a great freaking start, right? So it's a guy who definitely had an impact, and we all know and talked about what he did within the 80s. So he was everywhere. And, yeah, I mean, what happened with him and Hogan, when he turned on Hogan, I believe Bundy and who else was beating on Hogan? Was Bundy and
I think it was John Studd.
Yes, Bundy and John Studd. Yeah. He came in and knocked Bundy and John Studd out of the ring and put his arm around Hogan. And then when Hogan got up and went to thank him and got up, he knocked Hogan down. And it was a great heel turn. So yeah, Orndorff was definitely a Hall of Famer.
And shout out to him to making it to 71. I mean, in professional wrestler years, that's like 96, right?
Yeah.
He had a good run.
It's pretty fucking ancient in wrestling years, you know what I mean?
Well, let's take a brief moment before we move on for Mr. Paul Orndorff. You're listening to Pod is War, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. A little something.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Platt has an unbelievably exciting topic for you for topic number 5 as we leave you this week. You're listening to Pod is War, Chairshot Radio Network. We want to thank all of you for continuing to listen to this show. We've had a nice little uptick in listenership lately, so we're just continue to be smart asses and bitch at each other and joke around and give our honest opinions. Chris, this oh-so-important topic number 5.
Well, you certainly put the ball on the tee, ironically, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, how do those bus tires feel along your back, buddy?
I was already dealing with back issues prior to the show, hence why I'm self-medicating, so that didn't help anything at all, so fuck you very much for that.
No, I mean, this is historic.
To be fair.
It is. That's true, though. It is historic.
This, we have reached, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Thunderdome. And I'm not talking about Mad Max. I'm talking about within WWE. Come this Sunday, Money in the Bank, they're going to be back on the road again. They're going to have actual fans back in the stands again. And we have reached the end of the Thunderdome. And I just wanted to pay some homage to the Thunderdome. Because I think we can all agree that wrestling without fans, that shit just didn't work. Whether good or bad, right or wrong, the shit did not work. And the Thunderdome, it was a cool concept. I know it cost hella money. Obviously, they have it. And since I appreciate the Thunderdome more than my compadres here, I'm going to say that it was cool to have fans back in the arenas in some capacity. And as opposed to the late, great Ray Charles song that Tony just played, I'm going to go here with the Thunderdome. And I take with me the memories to be my Thunderdome after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye. To the Thunderdome, dome. Whoa. Whoa.
Well, no, now that no one's listening. I don't even want to listen anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, there's the title. Pod is War. I don't even want to listen anymore.
I mean, come on, y'all. Don't act like the Thunderdome wasn't a breath of fresh air when they first debuted it. Come on, man.
The thought was a lot cooler than wrestlers in the stands pretending to be marks or maybe not having to pretend that hard. The only caveat I guess I'll throw out there is that you were saying it had to cost a little bit of money. It also cost money to even get into the Thunderdome. Like, people were talking, I think it cost, like, what, $50 or $100 just to be in queue to possibly, you know, get on one of the shows at one point in time. And then you had to sit there for an hour or something like that. Or then you'd vacate your seat and you had to kind of, you know, abide by their guidelines or then they'd kick you. Because I think we all remember weird shit like, there was like a Pikachu stuffed animal or something like that in front of the Titantron at some point, or people holding up fucking their own signs that said stuff, or like AEW stuff and all that other things. So it was an interesting concept. I'm pretty sure WWE made money off of it, especially since they could rerun the footage, the cameo, the teams, the Skype, whatever the hell it was that they used, and just refill and rotate the things as they seem fit. So, I don't know. WWE probably made more money than they want you to believe. It was a decent idea. Execution, all right. It lasted a lot longer than people probably would have liked, but then so did the pandemic. So I guess that's not really WWE's fault. But the piped-in sounds are lame when Impact does it. It's lame when they do it for the Thunderdome. The fact that there's no real reaction and it's just kind of, it felt more watch a soap opera than wrestling should, even though it technically is. So, I don't know. I'm not upset to see it go, but I'm also kind of indifferent because they made their money back probably and then some. And it was all right, but the allure wore off real quick on me.
That's fair. The allure eventually did wear off. But, come on, man. It was a lot better than just having empty arena matches and people just trying to... And Melon Farmer's out here still playing to the crowd when they came out and whatnot. Like, it served its purpose. I think we can all agree it's time to move on. I just felt like it deserved a couple of flowers. Goddamn it, shit.
I got a couple. I mean... Tunnies were dead flowers. Mine were marginally wilted, I suppose. But, like, I don't know. Daisies, at least, maybe? Like, they're not all dandelions, because dandelion's a weed. So I'll at least give them daisies. You know,
say something nice, or I'm going to start singing again.
It was nice that it ended.
And I'll take forever, but forever's gone
and now this
away.
Is the point in time when I lower my volume all the way to...
Delete! 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 Delete!
It's so hard to say goodbye. You drop us at the time.
That was sarcastic.
To the Thunderdome. You brought that on yourselves.
At least Hangman Page seemed to appreciate it. He came out all hyped to your singing and everything, so that was good.
Oh, yeah, it's Hangman Page. We go back like spinal cords and car seats, baby. You don't know?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you loved all his ROH work, didn't you?
I broke my neck. It's spinal.
It's spinal.
All right, Pete Thunderdome. It's great to have fans back. We'll see how long that lasts for y'all Melon Farmers start pissing me off again, too.
5 minutes.
I give him 6.
That's generous.
4.5.
I'm trying.
4.5.
I'm trying to be optimistic, y'all.
All right, so under over 5, Tony, you're going under, and Platt, you're going over?
Barely over.
You're still picking the over, and Tony's picking the under. So.
Yes, but right, Friday night, Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, by 8:04 and 30 seconds, Careers Chris Why is Melon Farmers in the crowd gotta be? Insert line here. Insert line right here.
Yo, the first what chat I hear from
here we go, Farmers right away. Like, this is how it goes.
Dunzo.
Yo, Ambi, why these Melon Farmers gotta be?
Yeah, that's actually not that far off, actually. That's pretty spot on. Insert line, but yeah, that's pretty spot on.
I might even watch SmackDown at least the first, like, 5 minutes just to wait for that text or something like that, just to see if that happens.
Oh, we'll just watch it together. We're going to Skype on Friday. Just for the first 6 minutes to see who wins the bet. After that, peace out, Melon Farmers.
Yeah, first what, Shan? I'm out of here.
That's fantastic.
Hey, I'm just praying that we get past the first commercial break before they start pissing me off again.
Well, we shall definitely see. We shall definitely see.
Certainly wouldn't bet on it.
Well,
me either. You can bet I just set the number. I'm glad you guys decided to take it with the under and over stuff.
You can bet on a lot of things.
Yeah, you can bet on them pissing him off. It's just the timing that we're waiting for.
Well, you can also bet on being more aesthetically pleasing, and this is a sure thing by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up an official chair shot t-shirt, because we have something you are going to love. We've got hashtag journalism, Jesus did the job, save tag team wrestling. Baron Corbin is going through a lot of peril right now. If you want to pick up a Baron Corbin Suck shirt to rub it in his face, and many, many other cool designs. We've got some iconic logos that you already love, just interspersed with the chair shot logo. They're cool ass shirts, they're cool ass designs, and more importantly, you're going to be supporting your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you are smarter than the average fan. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be here, right? Bottom line is, make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official chairshot t-shirt. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. Thechairshot.com. Remember, we're not just the website, folks. We're a movement. That was good, right? That's good shit.
That was pretty solid. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
You even transitioned into it nicely.
Yeah, I have my moments. I got to give that a 9 out of 10 because I didn't even flub my words. That being said, is there anything else that somebody is just dying to say before we get up out of here?
I mean, the fact that we struggled to get the 5 topics should kind of give you the whole idea that we're not dying to talk about much today.
It's the summertime. I can feel it in the air we breathe. It's the summertime. Nothing matters, we just keep on rolling. It's the summertime. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, it is.
But there's still some great shit going on, but that's neither here nor there. Mr.
It wasn't
Blad.
This week.
Well, there we go. Why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you.
Listen, I think the reaction from everything that's happening this weekend will give us a lot to talk about next week as far as wrestling goes. But
God, you're cute, Sonny. That's
we keep them entertained either way.
Fair. So I don't know. You can find me and my cynical ass on Twitter, IWC Warchief. Maybe I'll like something this weekend. Maybe I'll just hate everything. Maybe Slammiversary really impress somebody. Maybe. No, I won't pay attention to ROH, so fuck ROH. We're not doing that. Maybe I'll even watch a little bit of Money in the Bank, and I can find out how badly they fuck up the women's Money in the Bank, or if I even care about the Viking Raiders versus AJ and Omos. I don't fucking know. Like, somebody do something. Like, New Japan, try. I'd anything. Just try. Entertain me. Make me like this fucking sport again. Chris?
Money. Collard greens and pinto beans.
Everybody's got a pride.
Hate it.
DiBiase, get your pants tailored, sir. You can find me on Twitter.
Way to make chicken salad, my man.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. But again, man, if you appreciate the content we provide day in and day out at The Chair Shot, the best way to make sure we keep providing that content day in and day out here at The Chair Shot that you love so much is by supporting the movement by going to prowrestlingtees.com/TheChairShot and pick you up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, Commissioner, what you got going on? And what do we as a collective, as a unit, as a movement have going on here at thechairshot.com?
Oh, just a lot of great shit to listen to. Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms. Three new shows dropping daily right there for you. Before we get out of here, I just want to play this real quick because maybe, I don't know, I like this.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate your hat. I hate your t-shirts. I hate your wristbands. I hate your shoes. I hate your music. I hate the C Nation. I hate everything that you stand for.
You can find me at PC Tony on Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to this show. Please continue to this show. Please continue to listen. Fuck this shit. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. You finished it, guys. Continue to this. Please continue to the show. No way in hell. No way in hell. I'm PC Tunney. Hasta la pasta. Salami your mommy.
Shout out to Edge for perfectly conveying how I feel having to deal with these two yahoos every goddamn week.
Fickle!
That's right. They're all a bunch of Ray Finkles. But for the Commissioner PC Tutty, for Andrew Belaz, I'm Mr. Velvet Pies Christopher Platt. Thank you all for tuning in to the latest edition of Pot is War. We'll see you right back here next week. Same Platt time, same Platt channel. And guess what? Maybe wrestling will do something cool. I doubt it, but maybe. Either way, shalom. Hit it, Carly. Son of a gun.
He walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.